Class podcasting with me, Anthony.
Me, Jared.
What's happening?
Ah, mate, not a lot. Been away again.
I know. Busy. If there's not a lot going on, then why have I not done a podcast? Because you're fucking bonehead, Lizzie.
Pretty much, yeah. No.
You're busy, just, man.
That's it. Gotta get shit done at times, you know.
Yeah. Good lot going on in the world.
First of all, how are you?
Good. I'm excited. Moving stores. Can't wait to get in. Just, it's almost like a new job.
Awesome.
A change is as good as new, not to say.
Let's just hope it's greener pastures, eh?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to say then.
Stay with it normally then, just go back.
The re-return.
Loads and loads going on in the world. Stuff going up, stuff going down. Thomas Cook.
Oh wow,
what happened there? I know.
Do you know anybody had holidays booked?
I know a good customer, had a few grand's worth of stuff. She had paid for her daughter to go to New York, £1,100 paid in cash.
Right.
And
so what happened to her? Because it was a Thomas, it wouldn't be a Thomas Cook airline, would it?
Correct. So she rang American Airlines and they said, no, we've only received £300 in it. So obviously,
wow,
they were paying enough to reserve and then trying to put the money out, but they had a debt. So remember years ago, I think it was 2012, they had their debt postponed.
I remember there was travel agent problems back in the day. Yeah,
like 1.5 billion, a lot of money, and I think it's just caught up to them and they haven't diversified.
And they're not going to get bailed out of that anyway.
Definitely not. But they have too much assets. I think that was a big problem, you know, with the airlines and stuff, because a lot of places online, say like you go to On the Beach or Booking.com, you know, they're all using external agencies. So they don't have to maintain hotels, staff, the upkeep of equipment. Plus they have a retail estate, I think it was like 500 stores or something. And
that's
they say,
huge for a retail store, like, consider most travel companies are online.
Exactly. So they think that just their overheads were just way too much. And online competitiveness was just way too much for them.
Well, that's it. You went in the travel agent after checking the price online. And we'd have said, you know, oh, why use that cheaper? Or you only really go to the travel agents if you're looking to pay it off.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, although now you've got like Klarna and stuff online, it's like an app where they'll just take the full cost on it and you can pay them off. They even do 0% interest and stuff.
That's right, yeah, didn't know that. So, shop around.
Yeah, but
everybody has to. Now, you have to wait, what is it, till the 30th? Of September.
Is this for Thomas Cook customers?
Yeah. So if you know, it's all ATOL protected.
Yeah.
You need to wait. I think it's the start of October.
It's only like ATOL protected if it's like a Thomas Cook flight or something, or the one that's scaremonger.
Yeah.
Like, but like my aunt, she has a holiday book with like 10 or 15 of her friends.
Mm.
But Thomas Cook, but their flights were EasyJet, and their hotels obviously not a Thomas Cook hotel, so their flights are still booked.
They're not
going to
pay for it.
Ah, well,
you know.
Yeah.
This is what happened to that customer.
Shauna, if you're listening, you might ring EasyJet again.
Well, it was all on. I put the stuff up on the page. But you have to wait, obviously. The ATOL people need to recruit a bucket load of people.
The page went MIA for a few days.
Our page?
Aye. Got it back, though.
Got it back by the grace of
review standards of Facebook.
Aye. But we are.
Sweet drink there.
I did. Really?
No, but
dry throat this morning.
You know what? The internet was very quiet without the Bimbo page.
Do you know what? I noticed I wasn't on social media as much, which was good.
And now you have it back, you flat out again.
Flat to the birds.
Right, bus from Ballymena, they went bust as well.
Yeah. Was Boris Johnson that?
He said he's going to bail them out or something, or he helped. I think there's like a load of jobs. It's bad crack, especially this time of year. It comes up at Christmas. It always seems to happen this time of year, doesn't it?
Mm. I seen Charles Hurst, whenever Thomas Cook went up, Charles Hurst had put up a big thing. I think they were doing a big recruitment campaign. So if you're looking at a job, go on to Charles Hurst's website and the career section.
I'm sure there's plenty of jobs out there for Christmas. Not what people want. Plus, if you just jump ship too quick and it gets bailed out, or if you're happy there, you know, or if you were happy there.
You should have taken it back.
I probably have to understand people have families.
True, very, very true. But Wraithbus didn't. What was there was a photo. That's a Balmina,
yeah.
Boris Johnson done something with them, didn't they? Make all the buses for London, all the eco buses.
They made it because he was straight on the TV saying we'll help them get bailed out or something.
They must have something done with them, but they were donating a couple of £1 million to charity.
Apparently it's all going into the church, yeah.
And they were I think they donated just over 4 million to the church, and the posting losses of 1.4 million.
It's crazy.
What I want to know is, if money is the root of all evil, why do churches ask for it?
I'm not
going to
get
a card to
shit. Well, that's it. Dublin, you can do your contact us now in the church. It's the future, mate.
Wonder what they'll be doing that in all the churches up here. Area 51. We had talked about this, and I put up, I thought, was a very, very, very funny video. It was all your idea.
Just a shame we didn't get the recorder ourselves.
How do you mean?
Using our equipment here that people can't see off camera.
Oh, I know.
Test recording on the camera today.
Yeah.
Don't know if people will get to see this, to be fair.
Well, maybe check something on YouTube. Yeah, the Area 51 was... I didn't see them aliens. Did you see them aliens?
Did you go?
No.
Did you show up?
No.
Why not? Did you respond on Facebook saying you would?
No, I didn't. I was washing my hair. But I think a couple hundred people turned up. People had tinfoil hats and stuff. And
do you remember all the hotels were booked?
Aye.
Wonder what happened there. Wonder if people have to pay.
Probably paid their deposits and just didn't turn up. But they started a...
Patreon?
No.
Fund me.
They had a wee stage set up and there was like a wee bit of a rock concert for the, I think it was about 200-300 people turned up or something like that. But there was, what I found in Area 51, there was one saying, I found Madeleine McCann in Area 51.
That's just my name.
I found the iPhone 9 that they skipped. Sorry, things I found in Area 51, not what I found in Area 51. So, the iPhone 9. And one giant leak. Things I found. An alien butt plug. Actually quite cool, it goes in the dark and all.
It's bad, isn't it?
There's a crack on one things I found in Area 51, and it shows you celebrities who look like people from the past.
It's almost like they've been here forever.
Forever.
Show the camera.
So, don't know her, there's Eddie Murphy. And then Nicolas Cage. What else did they find in Area 51? The actual number of licks it takes to get to the centre of an alley. Things I found in Area 51, all the lids to plastic containers. Michael Jackson is still alive. Cocaine flavoured Pop Tarts. All the socks that disappeared in a washing machine. All the thoughts and prayers. The people saying, so what are your thoughts and prayers after they go? But there's no doubt if you Cougar Barbie.
Oh wow.
So just go to Twitter and type in things I found in Area 51.
Or put them on the Facebook page. With the episode.
We'll stick them on. So we will. But.
So what have you been up to then?
Well, it was a very funny show.
The one I went with?
That's the one. Me, you, and the big boxer and my guy went with. Gary, where's the development on our app?
Yeah,
said you were going home at night to do it.
He's been promising this for a while. I don't know, maybe he's been like... Maybe we should send a group of wrestling fans after him or something.
We should do. Send him to his work.
Get him to text his mate. Just in case.
But yeah, what was the Colin Gillis General Butler live with Arm McCann?
Burning.
Hilarious.
Well, it just shows you Like, Vengo have been doing it for like 10 years. Colin Geddes has been doing it for 10 years. Just shows you what a development over time, how it comes out. I thought Armacan. I've seen Colin Geddes like before. I've never seen Armacan before. Just kind of listened to him on the General Banter podcast and here and there, but very, very funny.
Hilarious. I don't know if he took on the biggest line of coke he's ever done in his life before he come on.
Probably
but this what a joint wouldn't make you do that.
Baiting joints in them.
He's sweating his lashing off him. But absolutely hilarious, the two of them. I thought, I loved the joke Colin Geddes done about Ryanair.
Oh, brilliant.
And
don't even want to spoil his jokes, to be fair.
No.
Go and see him live. He's got shows in the Odyssey and he usually does live night and stuff, so. Bad. Very good podcast too.
Arne McCann talking about having sex with the American. I was talking to Sinead about it because we're watching that Surviving R. Kelly documentary, right? And R. Kelly, I had this thing, you call me daddy, you address me as daddy, and Arne was saying about the girl in it, call me, or,
I funnily enough, I said.
And I said to Sinead, is that a thing? Like, would you like if I called you, or got you to call me daddy when you're having sex? She's like, no. There's just something weird.
You want to call her daddy, did you say?
No.
That's
I know,
what you just
said.
Yeah.
But I meant, would she want to refer to me as daddy to her in sex?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
You're like a D girl. But there's just something about, I don't know, it's weird. And the way Arne was explaining it, it was awkward. But hilarious.
But it was just his impression of it was hilarious. Like his impression of, like, what the fuck did I do when she's saying this shit? And it was just very well done.
And the slapping and the choking. In fairness, that part, I can.
But you enjoy a wee bit of slapping and choking, do you?
A bit of slapping and choking. And the way he explained it.
Right,
about the big fucking wall because I don't know. He didn't hurt her. I think he hurt himself more than he hurt her. But
she asked for it.
She did. But it's absolutely hilarious. If you get a chance to go and watch Arne McCann or Colin Geddes, go and watch them.
It was very good that they'd done stand up at the start.
Yeah.
And then a podcast after. And the podcast was funny. The sketch of the in the Belfast nightclub or the first Northern Irish strip club.
Melters.
It's funny.
Very, very good. And At us nigh. I still can't stand people who spell it N-A-I.
N-A-I?
No, N-A-I is the correct way.
Yeah.
Nigh.
Yeah, what
but
did you say?
Other people do it N and then like three I's.
Oh, knee.
Knee.
At us knee. It's a knee.
No. At us nigh. N-A-I. I had a poll on Facebook a couple of months ago about it. Whenever the Barbers changed his name, the Panther Lounge.
Aye, they've definitely somebody's definitely influenced a Panther Lounge and an At Us Nigh barbershop.
Fair play to him, monetizing it. But go watch Colin Geddes. Like we were wrinkles, we were first row, and I think we sort of half thought we were going to get picked on, but thankfully we didn't.
No, he was. They didn't do a lot of crowd work.
No.
A couple of heckles and they shut them down pretty swiftly.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the heckles were shite too.
Some people just love the sound of their own voice.
It was all mainly girls though that
was
interrupting. Bastards.
Bastards. Did you find that the comedy made the podcast shorter though? Think the because it seemed like they had more content around the podcast.
At the end of that show? What do you mean, the comedy at the start or the comedy during it?
The comedy at the start, why the two of them don't stand up?
I think they're probably so used to doing stand-up that they could have probably ran over a wee bit.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Because I felt like they just scratched the surface with the podcast.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Another half hour, 40 minutes of the podcast.
Mm.
Probably you wouldn't blink of an eye.
Yeah.
All.
But we like long content, so... You'd say to me, EE and O2.
Yes, Watchdog last night. EE and O2 were ranked.
You love watching dogs, don't you?
Doggy and that.
EE are just dog life.
Dog life, Christmas life, you name it.
Life.
Yeah, so last night on Watchdog, they were ranking mobile networks. So 3 and Vodafone used to be the bottom two.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was somebody on and they ranked them on points, so it's things like network coverage, save them, call charges,
internet speeds, customer
satisfaction, speeds, how they respond to customers, if customers get resolutions, things like that. And O2 and EE came joint bottom, mainly because of their high costs.
Okay.
Which, to be fair, you pay for what you get sometimes.
Yeah.
EE and O2 here are definitely better quality networks.
Do you think so?
You're not on Vodafone, aren't you?
And I've got my ID SIM that runs off 3. I actually had 2 ID SIMs until the Vodafone done me a better deal on the SIM deal. Do you know
are you getting your staff discount on the SIM deal? If you weren't getting your staff discount, are you getting
because
friends and family discount from
no,
a person in Vodafone?
The Vodafone, no, my Vodafone one's like £50 a month.
Why?
Because I took like a phone with it at the time and then just sold the phone.
I wonder if McKenna still listening to this podcast. Sort them out.
She didn't have a phone 2 minutes. She's gone to Ibiza. She lost her phone.
Standard.
But I actually messaged her and she hasn't lost or broke a phone since March 2018.
Really.
So that's lethal for her if it's true. But I find...
No, but that's what I'm saying. Vodafone and stuff used to be the bottom.
Yeah.
That's why you were saying that. Because I said, if I was ranking networks, it would be EE, O2, Vodafone, and then 3. And 3 have the world coverage, which is quite good.
Yeah.
But, I don't know if
do I
would
what I find strange
speed.
About that? EE have UK and Irish call centres.
Yeah.
And O2 have English call centres. The other two outsource their call centres. I find that very strange.
But I think it was the pulled bottom because of the costs and the...
value for money.
Yeah, you know, so if they have an English call centre, you probably have to pay a bit more.
Local jobs for local people, Jared.
But mobile networks, right? I mean, 5G...
See, I wonder is that a big part of it lately because they're upgrading?
I'm on E. I would say I'm 90% happy with the network. The 10% is the odd time it does just go down. Even it may only be for 5 minutes, but it's generally when they're refreshing or updating something. If you ring them, they're generally quick and coming up with some sort of resolution, be it discounting your bill, throwing you some sort of bolt on, you know.
Really?
Yeah. They've always been nice.
You see,
I think they can see the staff discount on it and be like, alright, well.
My network's that good, I never need it.
Can never get to you, always have to leave you voicemails.
Are you an alpha, Beva? Do you know the only thing that I don't think about Vodafone? They've got the Vodafone, My Vodafone Rewards, and there's a cost of coffee on it.
Right.
But it only works over in mainland UK, because Ireland is like Pizza Hut
and
TGI's.
Fridays, that's the worst one.
It's all Ireland, so we can't use the UK stuff, and it's so frustrating. So frustrating.
Should get yourself a wee priority app, grab a O2 SIM, get the benefits of the good networks.
Well, now I'm getting the benefits of the best networks. Vodafone. What else we got in this list? Oh, and T2. EE and O2. I don't know where I got OO from. But we see the video with the girl. That worked in Tesco.
Brilliant. I thought it was funny.
So,
and what's better is I know a girl that looks
just like
similar and works in Tesco. Sent it to her as soon as she sent it to me, and I think her reply was, I'm not going to name her name in case somebody in Tesco listens. Her reply was,
now this girl on the video doesn't work for Tesco anymore.
Just wrote, that's me.
Oh, yeah. See that resemblance? Will they play the video?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it, Jesus. Oh, thank God, none of my porn come up there.
And I'm working till 10 tonight.
So she's trying to get ready.
I feel like killing myself.
Bit of an overstatement.
Hello, yes, I can show you where this is. Aisle 22, why don't you look at what it says on the fucking board instead of asking me what aisle
mean, it's funny.
It's
typical millennial, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think
toys out of the pram.
But that was for TikTok.
I thought that was like a singing app.
Deal in it. Shop loves it. Tito had to tell him to grow up.
Isn't that for singing?
Loads of things you can do for pranks, voiceovers. Loads of
pranks. How does that work? Does it do it for you?
I don't know. Obviously, you have to do it. Then you have to.
Was that a prank call app?
No. Was that like a soundboard on it?
Yeah.
And you to select all the sounds. So TikTok's a wee bit like Instagram. So you upload it, but you might have like a template.
Okay.
So say there's like a video of a dog doing something, you can voice over it. And then people
watch.
Isn't
that something else like that?
Are you thinking Mad Libs?
Mad Libs, that's the one.
Bit like that, but TikTok seems to be
taking off. I know, I always get advertised on Snapchat. That's usually somebody singing.
Yeah, well, there's loads of variations. You can lip sync and stuff too. So, take a few questions. Oh, somebody wants us to do a conspiracy episode. I can get balls deep in this shit.
Conspiracy, and there was somebody sent in for World Mental Health Day.
10th of October.
Yeah.
We'll get something done for that. But that was MC Podcast, and good wee podcast. You should actually go and listen to it. Two boys. I'd love to do a conspiracy one. I don't know if it's up your alley as much, is it? Conspiracy?
Did I do conspiracy before? It definitely does the conspiracy.
But
that.
Was that with the Simpsons episode? No?
It was like all that. But yes, I'm sure we can do another.
But I think he wants us to do go into depth on a conspiracy. Like, I'd love to go into depth on the moon landings.
We did talk about that before, though.
I know.
And how much content really is there in it?
Loads.
Don't know. We'll definitely maybe do like a, Ando can tell me his top 5 conspiracies, and if he gives me a wee bit of notice, I can try and disprove them just to annoy him.
Good.
Is that what you want? Somebody to argue with?
Somebody to argue with. I will argue with anybody about anything.
What's that one say?
That's just a picture of Aiden. I picked him up from school and his hair was sucking with sweat.
Fair enough.
Picked him up from school yesterday, right? And he's a birthday party to go to. And he says to me, hey daddy, see at this birthday party, such and such and such and such are planning on kissing.
Uh-huh.
There's 7 slice shade. And me, what are you going to do? He says, me and such and such and such and such are going to go and spy on them. Like, my son getting into voyeurism, you lad. A little bit of that bubbly. I'm not
a little bit
that.
Right, I want to give you a wee bit of credit here. A little bit of the bubbly.
No, a little bit of the bubbly.
What he said. So when Chris Jericho made that comment after the AEW pay-per-view, you were pretty quick to catch on to it. And you created videos and updated your Instagram story and our Instagram story with that. You ordered a t-shirt. Probably could have made it.
First person in Ireland to have it.
And
anybody that says they're not, I'll fight you, you bastard.
Then last weekend, I started to see videos of other local comedians. Good lads, like,
yeah,
picking it up and making. And I was like, you done this week's cool.
They're so out of touch with the young kids of today.
I just wanted to give you a wee bit of props, and you done those videos. I wish you had saved them instead of deleting them, but.
Do you know what? I had to delete a load of stuff off my phone because my memory's 128 gig and it's full. I was like, that's how much.
Adel, you used to have a phone that would have had like 8 megabytes of memory or something.
I know. 128 gigabytes, fucking full. But yeah, I'm not sick of it. I think it's absolutely hilarious and genius. And he copied that from
Dumb and Dumber.
Correct. I was waiting for you to.
Oh, you're waiting for me to answer, were you? Alright. Thought you were going to tell me. I don't know. But I listened to Chris Jericho done a whole podcast episode on catchphrases and.
Of.
His ones.
Of.
You want me to
say it?
Maybe then. We'll build it.
Alright, look, follow me.
You only get one bubbly.
No, me and Aiden were last night when No.
That was your one bubbly, by
the way. Was that a call? Me and Aidan
throw
were
away bubbly.
In Lidl last night, and I got a big Magnum of Prosecco, so it's like two or three bottles. And yeah, I was actually dead nervous to do it because I was thinking about to make sure there was no one in the aisle. But because we were in Lidl and I was getting bubbly, I just went, a little bit of the bubbly! And then I got Aidan to do.
So sad. Did you not tell me Aidan said it one day too?
He said it loads.
But he just ran, like, not based off of you, based off of.
No, based off me.
Culture, oh, based off you.
Yeah. Gabrielle messaged me, his mum was like, well, he's trying to say something. She couldn't make it out. And then.
Bubbly.
Bubbly.
Give you two. Give you two, Anton.
The. Aidan then tried to explain it. Let's see if we can get the video. Little,
the bubbly.
I put it on Little's Facebook page. Let's see if they pick it up and run with it. And then that'd be the poster boy for Little Alcohol. Just saying that.
Send it to D. He's the poster boy for their recruitment company.
Aidan?
Yeah.
Is he?
He's like their top like development manager. I'm putting them through uni and all again.
A cunt lands on his feet everywhere he goes, doesn't
Aye.
He?
Gift of the gab, lad. Learned it well.
Aye. Nick has asked, what are your thoughts on the AEW TV deal? It's going to be your forte. Because it streams
so,
live, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think that there was a wee bit of uproar about it. I can't remember why, but something to do with it. It was, they're doing a 1 hour highlight show during the week and not replaying the full 2 hours during the week or something. So you can either watch it live. They're not going to replay the 2 hours late, I think. Don't quote me on that just yet.
Yeah.
But, so if you don't watch it at 2 in the morning, you can't watch it.
Should it be on the ITV player? Well, it makes sense to put it there.
I don't know.
Put everything else there.
They put sport on players like that?
It's a TV show. So, I can't say I wouldn't.
It's a sport.
Alan the Aussie, talk about me. Fuck off, Alan. Poggy, a little bit of the bubbly. And then Kyle Gardner talking about is we Kyle Gardner, you know, the one with the
infamous
the mongrels love. He started his own wee YouTube channel and Facebook, Irish Wrestling Invasion. So go over and get to know you like and watch some of their stuff.
Well, what's he doing?
He's gonna try and get interviews of all the local independent wrestlers. So the OTT show coming up in Belfast, he's gonna try and get just wee quick interview, so 3, 4, 5 questions, boom, boom, boom. Get it and get it done. So go over there and like his Facebook page.
Everybody's got to start somewhere, so fair play to
you,
kid.
You had asked me did I want to help with it, but I'm too busy. I'm busy!
You're busy.
I'm busy! So, another one. Any good TV episodes to watch?
Wow.
That's a podcast.
I'll do it next.
Microphone. Yes. Top TV.
Do we answer one for now or leave it for a week or?
I'll give you one, and I think it's only one or two series. But
okay, give me one that. What makes your list?
Yeah.
We'll say we're gonna do top eight.
Top eight.
Don't know why I said eight.
It's my lucky number, so. It's my favourite number. A great TV show to watch, Tom Hardy on BBC iPlayer, Taboo.
What's it about?
Tom Hardy. No joking. It's guy comes back, they think he's dead, but he's been living in Africa.
Right.
And his father was like a MP and he owns a load of land within England. And he owns a very important land, like Washington, Vancouver area, and it's like the back door for trade from Asia through the Americas to the UK.
Okay, it's pretty serious. Pretty serious stuff.
It is, and it's very well done. But it's set in like late 1800s.
Who was it set this question in, sorry?
That one. Was Pocky.
suppose anybody is, is he? But you probably don't know.
He's a bit alright.
Alright, fair enough. Did I finish your read?
That was it.
For me, I probably just tended to go and watch something I thought was funny, and there's probably like a good lot of series of it. Something like Scrubs. It was really, it's an easy watch, they're like half hour episodes, like there's like 8 seasons of it, and it's pretty funny throughout. I don't know.
Couldn't you tell me to watch that instead of Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad's awesome.
Fuck that.
Talk about it next week.
Man, I've had enough of your shit.
I've had enough of your little bit of the public! A little bit of the bubbly.
In my life.
A little bit of the bubbly.
By my side.
A little bit of the bubbly.
All I need.
A little bit of the bubbly.
What I see.
A little bit of the bubbly.
In the sun.
A little bit of the bubbly. We're back with a wee bit of bonus content today, Anthony.
A bonus Bellator section.
I forgot you're going to Bellator tonight.
Yep, straight down the fucking motorway.
After this podcast.
Buzzing off my mantids. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, so what's the card? Or
local
the
fighters. Local jobs for local people. There's loads of Irish people on this, especially the big
Ireland
card.
Great again.
Make Ireland great again. Neil Lennon's are refereeing all the fights. I'm only joking, Scott Brown. The fight time local form, it's a strange one because it's broken into two events, right? So you've got Bellator Dublin, and then straight after it is Bellator 227, but it's a Bellator Dublin that I'm more interested in.
Because you're going to it, obviously.
Because I'm going to it, but the people fighting on it.
Right. Here.
So you've got Conor Moore, 6 foot two, 205 pounds of pure steel and sex appeal. Lives.
Is he a gimmick? Or does he have that gimmick?
I sent them information for another gimmick. No. But anyway, never met the fella, but real good fighter. Record 8-2, Conor Moore from actually like one of your Michael's barbers.
Yeah.
His mum and dad own that.
Okay.
So Conor Moore.
So he really is local?
Yeah. Lee Chadwick, right? I didn't know much about Lee Chadwick. And then I went and searched him on the interwebs. Man's no joke. Man's fucking thick.
Right. Where's he from?
England. 25 wins, 14 losses, and 1 no contest. Guy's got experience. Carr's 8-2, but Carr's taller than him, and the physique and shape the Carr's in.
So you're saying Carr's winning?
I'm gonna go Carr for KO.
What round? Make it interesting, that though.
I'm gonna go balls to the wall and say round one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is this on TV tonight, or...?
Yes, it'll be on channel. The prelims are on the Bellator app.
Right,
so if you download the Bellator app, they're free to watch. And then the main card...
Is the Dublin class's prelims?
No. So there's prelims within Dublin.
Right,
okay. So card's headlining the prelims. And there's other fighters on the prelims. You've got Philip Mulpeter against Keith McCabe. Blaine O'Driscoll, Jake Headley. Dylan Logan against Adam Gustab. Ian Coughlin, Coughlin. Ian Coughlin against Constantine, we'll call him. Camila against Danny, two girls. And you've got George Courtney against Kieran Clark. Sean Tobin versus Richie Smullen.
There's a lot of fights at it.
Yeah. Ryan Roddy against Patrick Patella. There's a couple more on
there.
So it's
Cards fight you're looking forward to the most?
Cards, and you've got the main... Fucking main card, right? So you've got Peter Cooley from Ireland. Very good fighter. His record's 11-5-1 against Ryan Scope, 11-2. That'll be a good fight. So that's on the main card. It'll be on Channel 5.
Right.
And then this one, a lot of people are going to it for this fight alone. There's loads of great fights on the card, but a lot of people are going for this. It's probably not mean much to you, but Michael Venom Page, MVP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guy fights when he wants, where he wants. He was waiting for fights in between, fights in Bellator. I went and had two kickboxing fights.
Right.
Guy goes to an opposite fight. Big, long, rangy, very unorthodox, moves, shifts, drops his shoulders. Very hard to hit. Coming off his first loss. So it'll be interesting to see how he reacts to that. And he's fighting Richard Keeley.
Is it the same after a loss, though?
No. And you always have that, the self-doubt starts to creep in. But he's fighting Richard Keeley, 3-1. Guy, I think he's from Dublin, Richard, but he's definitely from the south. Watched an interview with him. He's gone for an upset.
I've got to seize every opportunity.
I'm going to go MVP. Only because he's got more experience. But sometimes what happens with some people, I'm not saying this is the case for Richard, but maybe the pressure of the home crowd not wanting to disappoint. So he could have some of that burden. But watching his interview yesterday, he's no joke. He is not taking this as a cheap payday. Definitely not. And then the main card, the fucking Jimmy Show, James Gallagher, Strab Animal from fucking Straban. Last minute opponent had to be swapped because I think it was about a month ago his opponent pulled out, so it was a catch weight. But Jimmy came in at 139, I think the other guy was 145. So they were just going for it, and that'll be an unbelievable fight. See when Jimmy comes out, he easily comes out the round of E, and then Gala, Free From Desire hits.
Give me three fighters to win.
Card Muir, KO, MVP, KO / submission, and then Jimmy Gallagher to win overall. That's the bet.
Okay.
I'm trying to get someone to take that bet right now, but
no better.
Don't touch it.
Try walking in the bookies.
No, that's
they can they can ring a trading team, man.
That's my next protocol, because I tried Paddy Power and Skybet. Skybet are normally quite good for request a bet, but
I would recommend if you go in the actual shop,
yeah,
they can ring up and it's completely different again.
What was it take?
Don't know, it depends on the odds and stuff. If you're only looking to put a fiver on, they might not take it. Ring up. It's worth doing.
Bellator Dublin starts prelim start 5. And the main card starts at 9. I'm almost sure it starts at 9. It's on Channel 5. Go to your TV game and watch it. But the atmosphere in the 3 arena is going to be fucking rocking.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I will.
We
should
upload some videos of your predictions winning.
Oh, well. And hopefully, if we can see Carmier or anybody else. Cause
what are you drinking at it?
A little bit of the bubbly.